Hi, voice tubers. Welcome back to another episode of Pronunciation Challenge. I'm Priscilla. Our topic today is, if you want to change the world, start off by making your bed. The video is about a U.S. Navy admiral sharing his experience in Navy. He has been through so much impossibly challenging training and still has the courage to stay and fight for his country. He starts with how making your bed in the morning can help you succeed. When you can do something so little as making your bed, you can one by one accomplish all the tasks. Okay, let's look at our sentence today. Making your bed will also reinforce the fact that the little things in life matter. If you can't do the little things right, you'll never be able to do the big things right. And if you by chance you have a miserable day, you will come home to a bed that is made. I think he really has a point. If you can accomplish a small task every morning, then you will get the sense of accomplishment every morning. I believe that it does prepare you with a more optimistic and good mood for the day. The small things may not necessarily need to be making your bed. It can be anything, like drinking a glass of water every morning or tell yourself you're amazing in front of the mirror. Anything that can make you feel better, more confident about yourself can be the small thing in your routine every morning. Okay, let's read our sentence one more time, this time a little bit slower. Making your bed will also reinforce the fact that the little things in life matter. If you can't do the little things right, you'll never be able to do the big things right. And if you by chance you have a miserable day, you will come home to a bed that is made. Okay, let's look at our vocabularies today. Our first word is reinforce. Reinforce 是动词，强化加深的意思。那例句会是His constant excuses merely reinforce my dislike for him. 他犯错找借口只是让我更讨厌他而已。那另外一个和 reinforce 相关的字是 reincarnation. Reincarnation 呢是名词转世化身。例句会是 He believes he's the reincarnation of William Shakespeare. I believe he needs to see the doctor. 好，所以例句会是他相信他是威廉莎士比亚的化身的意思。所以他相信呢，威廉莎士比亚死掉之后呢，重生转世到他的身上，所以他相信他本人就是莎士比亚本人。好，第二个字是 matter。matter 是名词，事情、问题、麻烦事的意思。例句会是 What's the matter with you? I told you not to do this.你有什么毛病？我已经叫你别这么做了。这也是一个非常生活化的例句，可以学起来，下次可以用用看。另一个跟 matter 相关的字是 matter of fact。matter of fact 是形容词，讲求实际的，就事论事的。而且这个字经常用在当别人觉得你讲这件事会流露出感情，但你却没有的时候，会用 matter of fact 来形容你。那例句会是 His tone is purely matter of fact when he speaks of the incident. 当他谈及这件事时，他用纯粹就事论事的语气。所以别人可能觉得他讲这件事可能不会就事论事，但他却就事论事时，他会用 matter of fact 来形容他。那第三个字是 able. Able 是形容词，能可以的意思，跟 can 很像。那经常会用 be able to do something 来使用 able 这个字。例句会是 She's able to help take care of her little brother when she was only 5 years old. 她在年仅五岁时就能帮忙照顾她的弟弟。那 able 也有另外一个意思是有能力的意思，也是形容词。例句会是 Mike's mentor is an able lawyer. 麦克的导师是一位能干的律师。所以当你讲某个人很能干，很会做事的时候，可以用 able 来形容他。那第四个字是 by chance。by chance 是意外的、偶然的意思。那例句会是 He ran into his boss by chance yesterday and had coffee together. 他昨天偶然遇到他的老板，并一起去喝咖啡。所以这个 by chance 就在形容他偶然巧合的遇到他。另一个和 by chance 相似的字是 by any chance。by any chance 是或许、可能、万一的意思，是用来礼貌的请求或要求别人做某件事情。例句会是Could you lend me some money by any chance? 请问有没有可能借我一点钱呢？所以加了这个 by any chance 就会让这句话听起来更委婉、更有礼貌的问法。另一个和 by chance 相关的字是 chance your arm。 chance your arm 是冒险做某件事的意思，跟 take a risk 是相似的意思。例句会是Don't chance your arm by giving up your regular job to be a freelance writer. 别放弃正职去做一个自由作家，太冒险了。所以这个人在劝说另外一个人不要冒险做这件事的时候，他是说 Don't chance your arm doing something. 好，那我们来看到最后一组字是 miserable. Miserable 是形容词，痛苦的、不幸的的意思。那例句会是He enjoys making my life miserable. I hate him so much. 他很享受让我的生活过得很痛苦，我真讨厌他。这句例句是不是也很实用呢？有时候生活中就会有一些让我们过得很痛苦的人，就可以偷偷用这句话来骂他。好，另一个和 miserable 相关的字是 misery. Misery 是名词，痛苦、不幸的意思。例句会是 The movie has led us to witness the most appalling scenes of human misery. 这部电影让我们见证了最惨不忍睹的人间苦难。 Okay, that's all for today's vocab. Thank you for listening to the show and hope you have a wonderful day. Today's question is, Did you make your bed today? Please feel free to share your answer with us and leave a comment below. See you next time, VoiceTubers.